Hi girls, I hope you're having an amazing day today. Welcome back to a new episode of the Creative Purpose Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the last great idea you had, and I wanted to talk to you about this. I know it may sound confusing, a little bit confusing, but I think this topic is very much needed, especially if you are a person who tend to do things after seeing other people doing it, or if, for example, you get ideas from seeing the ideas of others and then you realize the way that you are doing them, it doesn't work, but somehow how the other person is doing it, it works. And especially if sometimes you doubt yourself and your own ideas and the things that you really know how to do, because you think that the way other people do things is better. So instead of following your guts, instead of following your inner guidance, you start following the process or the journey of another person. And this is more or less what I will be talking about this episode. I will try to help you trust yourself and why you need to trust your ideas instead of always trusting the ideas of others. So with no further ado, let's begin. So after 3/4 of this year feeling completely lost and then completely unsatisfied after choosing what seemed to be my new perfect niche, now I am finally redirecting and getting to my sweet spot, and I'm very excited to tell you this. I'm not there yet, but I think I'm closer to being there. I'm sharing this with you because chances are that just like me, you are also questioning yourself and adapting the different decisions that you've been taking, especially in your business or in your creative project. So in today's episode, as I said before, I want to talk to you in relation to those great ideas that you had that gave you good results in the past at something, and that so far you haven't seen anyone else implementing. And this can be an idea in relation to weight loss, for example, finances, design, childcare, or any other topic that you like talking about or that you'd like to talk about online, but you haven't been doing it because you think that the way that you do things is so different to the way other people do things, or maybe the idea that you had and you implemented is not something that other people do. So you're a little bit scared of putting this into practice, not only for you, but for others. You're scared of trying to implement this into a business idea or into a product or a course. But I want to tell you something. Using your own idea to create content, courses, or products is far more gratifying instead of trying to emulate what others that you admire are doing. So in order to put you into context why I think I'm getting to my sweet spot, I wanted to share with you my experience with one product that I created a time ago that I think was very, was like the pillars, like the structure of probably what I will be doing from today on. I'm not going to be only focused on this new thing or in this niche, or it's not a niche, but it's something that I really think makes me a little bit different from the rest in relation to product creation, in relation to digital products. And I think this is what I think I need to be embracing from now on, and that I haven't been doing it because I've been scared of maybe going into something that no one has gone into before. And sometimes, and I think this is something that always happens to us, or not always, but most of the time, sometimes we feel like we need to follow the blueprint of another person's business or ideas or products or courses, because if we follow our own ideas or our own process of doing things, then we don't know if it is going to work. But we know that for this other person it's working, so we need to go into that. So as I said before, this is my experience. As you know, I've been creating different kind of products, different kind of courses, but I went very into printables for a long time. And I started doing printables because I wanted to create a practical workbook. So I didn't know anyone that was doing this. I wanted to create a practical workbook. And that's how I got into creating digital things, like printable things. And I started getting, not success, but I started getting a lot of attention into this product that I created. And it was then that I discovered many other people creating printable things, like printable planners, printable worksheets, printable trackers. And so I wanted to grab this inspiration and these things that others were doing and make something of my own that was something similar to that, because I saw that for other people that was making a lot of success, it was giving them a lot of traction, attention, and so I wanted to emulate a little bit of that but into my own business, which was related to language learning. So that's why I started creating printable planners, I started creating my bullet journals and my ebook and many things. And then when I saw that for others, creating digital planners and digital notebooks was working, I also started to create my own digital notebooks and digital planners. But it was totally different from what I expected, because for other people, digital planners was like a boom, was a trending, was amazing. But for me, it wasn't like that. I don't know if it was my designs, if it was that not many people in the language learning community knew about digital planners, so they weren't very into that. But I, even though I got sales and people bought these digital things I was creating, I couldn't see myself getting a lot of attention into these specific products, like in the printable ones that I was creating before. And then I started creating courses also about teaching how to create digital things like digital goodies, digital planners, digital notebooks and templates, because I saw that for other people that was working very well, and there were some creators that I followed online and that I really like and admire a lot who were getting a lot of attention into their courses to create digital planners, their digital templates and that. So I wanted the same. I was not trying to copy them, but I wanted to create something of my own in relation to that, because they created the digital things using different programs that they were paying for, and I learned how to create these things on my own using only Canva and sometimes also PowerPoint. But I realized that I could create those beautiful digital planners and notebooks without spending money on different tools. So I could only use Canva, for example. And I wanted to teach people how to do this using only Canva. But again, I saw myself in this black hole, or not black hole, but this rabbit hole sort of thing, where I would be using a lot of my time and my effort, like investing a lot of time and effort into creating these courses, these templates, and then all the marketing strategy behind this, and not seeing any results in relation to that. So again, I was like, but how is that for others? This is like holy grail, like a mine of gold. And for me, it's like no one is really interested in learning from me. And then I realized something very, very interesting, and that is that I am not an expert in this. I know how to do it. I know how to do this, but I'm not the girl, the go-to girl for digital planners and digital templates. I'm not the go-to girl for that. I've never been known for that. I'm never getting any like popularity for doing this. And instead, the other girls that I follow and that I feel very inspired by, they are known for doing these things. So of course, for them, that is going to be very, very unique and different and very interesting for people to purchase their things. But in my case, I was like maybe trying to go into a route that wasn't the one I was supposed to follow. And that was because I wasn't following my zone of genius. I was just trying to create something just as worthy as these other girls, but it wasn't something that was maybe my passion to create digital planners, for example. It's something I like to do, it's something I will be doing maybe during this year and the next one and the next one, but that's not the thing that I think makes me unique. But there's something that I did a time ago that I've never seen someone else doing. Maybe someone else did something similar to this, but as far as I know, and I even tried to investigate people doing these kind of things, but I never found anyone doing this in any niche, and it's the thing with my interactive ebooks. My interactive ebook in relation to language learning, with the 144 activities that I created, I think it was 2 years ago, is something that I've never seen anyone else do, and it's something that people buy from my store, and it's very popular. And I'm not going to say this is the thing that is the most popular product on my Etsy store, but since I posted from the first time, many people got interested on that. And even on Pinterest, it's one of the things that when I promote it on Pinterest, it gets a lot of attention. And on Etsy, then people purchase, or if not, they always leave it on favorites because it's something different. It's not the same thing as a digital or a printable thing in relation to language learning, like a tracker or a thing to practice verbs or grammar, vocabulary, which is something that nowadays many people are doing on Etsy. My interactive ebook is totally different. It's something that you cannot find something similar to that on the internet. And the way I did it, the structure I used to do it, the process I followed is kind of unique also. It's not something very hard to do, but it's something that I feel like I am unique for. So I started realizing that I know how to create interactive ebooks. I've created different interactive ebooks, and right now I'm in the process of creating something, which is, I'm going to tell you the secret here because you know you're special to me, this community is special to me, and I haven't shared this in any other part yet. But I'm preparing for Christmas right now at Please a Girl. So I'm creating an advent calendar. And this advent calendar is going to be different from the ones that I created in the past. If you followed me back on Please a Girl, you know that my advent calendars were free. And they were like 50% mini experiences of products that I created, or like worksheets, things like that. And the other 50% was coupon codes to get my products for a discount. Well, in this case, I decided to do something better. And this year, my advent calendar for Bliss a Girl will be paid only. So it's not going to be free. But the difference here is that I'm creating one product for each different day of the advent calendar, which are 15 days, I think. So I'm creating new products that I haven't posted on my Etsy store and anywhere else. And these are going to be included in the advent calendar. So the thing here is that one of these products that is like the one I'm most excited about, because it's something I haven't done before, and I think it's going to turn out very, very unique, different, and cool. This product has like the same strategy or the same technology sort of the interactive ebook, but it's not an interactive ebook, but it's an interactive game that I'm also going to make the printable version, but the interactive version, the digital version, is going to use the same technology as the interactive ebook. And then I realized I am creating these interactive things that no one else is doing, probably. I'm not sure, I'm not going to say no one else is doing it, but I think I haven't seen anyone, at least in the language learning community, do this. And then I realized this is a technology, sort of, because it's not a technology, but it's a way of creating a digital product that I haven't seen in any other place. Why don't I just make this my sweet spot, like creating interactive things? And maybe it's not the niche that I will follow in the creative purpose, because the creative purpose is far more than that. You know that in the creative purpose, we not only talk about the creative part, but also the mindset aspect of running a digital creative business. But I think that this can open doors for myself in order to create courses about this, in order to create more products or templates in relation to interactive things. So when I realized this, it made me think a lot about all the time that I've been using during this year, trying to like find out which is going to be my sweet spot or my purpose here or my perfect niche. And I've been moving forward with this. You know that the only way out is through. So I moved through this process slowly, very slowly. Like I haven't probably earned, well, I earned some money with the creative purpose, but it's not like with Blissogirl yet. So the thing is that I've been moving slowly because I wanted to find what thing was the one that will make me unique. Not the thing that will make me a copy of another person's business, because that's what I thought that I was doing back at this moment, or right at this moment, before I realized all of this. I was feeling like, okay, I think I'm creating good courses, good templates, good content, but is this something that really represents me and my uniqueness, or is this something inspired by all the other entrepreneurs that I follow, or specifically a couple of entrepreneurs that I really admire? So is this really representing me? Is this really unique to me? Is this something that people will see and think, this is so Sophia, this is so the creative purpose? Or is this a copy of what other entrepreneurs are doing? So now that I know that I can really exploit this thing, like the interactive thing, I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to my sweet spot. Now I wanted to talk to you about this same thing in your case. So for example, you may have some things that you have created or that you have thought of that are very unique, very different, and maybe you put them into practice, you applied them, you did your idea project, and then you let it go. It was because it's not the same thing as others are doing. Is it because you're scared that it's not going to bring a lot of attention to you, or you think that it's not going to be successful? So I really want you to reflect about this and write down the great ideas that you've had in relation to something that helped you and that you know that can also help others. For example, if your idea can translate into getting a good result at something or achieve something in particular, chances are, and I'm sure about this, chances are that others would like to try it and learn it as well from you. So let's say you, for example, teach about nutrition. I always use the example of nutrition, but it's the first one that comes to my mind. But let's say you teach about nutrition, or you know nutrition, you studied to be a nutritionist and you know about that, and you've been researching about this, and you realize there is a strategy where you can lose weight in a healthy way without compromising your, like, the food you eat, or the calories you inherit. So without compromising your health, you can be able to lose weight faster, but in a very healthy way. And you discover this strategy, you implement it in yourself, maybe you teach this to your sister or to anyone in your close circle, and you realize this is a very good strategy. But then you think, but this is not something that other nutritionists are recommending. This is not something that other doctors have suggested to their patients. So as you cannot see anyone doing the same strategy, you may feel a little bit afraid of doing that. But what if you take this strategy and you create a really easy to follow course or guide or ebook that people can take these tips from you and then implement to lose weight in a faster way than before, but in a very healthy, very gentle way? And then they have the same amazing results that you had and that you saw that others in your family or in your group of friends had. And just imagine for a second all the good you could do to the world if you just shared this idea you had, this strategy that you created that no one else have created before, and that can help in the lives of others. Now, moving from the nutrition idea, what if you are a psychologist or an architect or a vet or, I don't know, a writer, and you know there is a very, very amazing way that you discovered how to do something, how to achieve a goal, how to finish a novel, how to heal from trauma, how to design your perfect room, taking into account the space that you have and the height of the ceiling and the size of everything. So the size of the windows, for example. So what if you knew how to do this? Or what if you knew how to create a spectacular product, like a different kind of product or a different kind of course, but you've been so scared because this is different from what the rest is doing that you haven't been giving yourself the chance to do it. You haven't been giving yourself the chance to try it, put it into practice, and share it with the world. I really want you to think on all those great ideas that you have or that you've had in the past that you haven't been allowing yourself to do. And I really want you to see the possibility of trying that. You don't have to do every single idea. You don't have to share your knowledge in every single thing that you know how to do. But for example, if the project, the creative project that you are working on, or the niche that you want to follow in your business is of a specific thing, like for example, reading more books, then try to do the idea that you have that is related to this, to reading more books. And like, try to come up with a step-to-step process of what you can do to create this, because sometimes we get ideas that are so cool and then we don't plan anything, we let it go, and then we move on with the next thing and we never put into practice this idea, we never work into creating this. So after you recognize what idea that was very great, what a strategy that you created, what tips that you have that no one else is giving, once you recognize those things that are unique to you, try to come up with a plan, with a set of steps that you can follow through the month, through this month, the next one, maybe through the rest of this year, or maybe in the next year, because this year you may be very busy, so maybe for next year. But try to write down and plan a plan, create a plan, a system that will help you to create this. Like first, maybe make an outline of, if this is a course that you want to create, the outline of how the course is going to work, the different lessons, the levels, if it's going to include a certificate, how many modules we'll have, how it's going to be structured, the videos of the lessons, and then the material, the bonuses, everything you want to include, and then plan on which days you will film these videos, which days you will create the worksheets or the bonuses, and then like you can maybe plan for a day where you could choose which platform you're going to use to host your course, or if you are going to use a website and create a website from zero. So every single step, try to write it down and detail it. Then just apply it. Try to apply this. Try to come up with the idea. I always recommend journaling when you have many ideas and don't know how to start or where to start. And this is a really, really nice option if you are unsure still, you are still unsure of where to go, how to move. And the other idea, if you don't like writing, you can probably record yourself speaking, talking about your ideas. And as you speak, maybe you can speak like if you were talking to a person, you know. And as you speak, you may realize of some things that you haven't thought of before, or you may even realize that one of those ideas make you feel more passionate when speaking. So if, for example, you are speaking about three different ideas that you have, and maybe one of them you're going to notice how your voice tone changes and makes you look like you are very passionate about this. So these are just some tips that I have for you in relation to this, in case you still don't know which idea to apply. But now I want to move back into the mindset thing of this. And I really want you to believe in yourself and believe in the things that you have created. We often feel like what we have created is nothing very good, is not as good as what other people create. Especially if you have a person like an entrepreneur or a content creator or a YouTuber, a blogger, a writer, any person in the world that you admire a lot, and it feels like this person is creating so many amazing things online, I really recommend you two things, and one of them is to put things into perspective. How many years is this person been working on the brand that she or he has? How much time has this person put into the project that they are doing? Like, how much studies does this person have? Probably this person has been studying for years in relation to a topic, or maybe they've been working on creating blog posts for 10 years, or they've been creating books, writing books for 20 years. So possibilities are endless. So first, think on that. Think on all the work this person has put into their things. And maybe they also started by following the advice of others. Maybe they also started by following the same products that others were doing. And as time went by and they started little by little creating more and more things, they got to a point where they discovered their sweet spot, where they discovered the thing that made them unique, and then they started exploiting this and they started creating more of these or teaching others how to create these, and then they became well known for this thing. So if you start out of nothing doing the same kind of products of this other person, chances are, if you don't have a big audience, if no many people know you, then chances are that it's going to take a long time before someone starts like purchasing from you, because these products that this other person is also doing, it took them a long time to create, a lot of time to practice their skills and to do this thing that is very unique to them. So you don't need to copy the uniqueness of others. You need to find your uniqueness and exploit your uniqueness. So the other thing I have for you, the other tip I want to share with you, is to reach out to the person that you admire. Sometimes they will answer back, sometimes they won't. But the thing here is, if you cannot reach out to them and like get to know them better, You can always try listening to their content if they have YouTube videos or if they have podcasts or if they have a blog or an Instagram account. You can always try seeing the first things they created. You can always see the content that they have created in relation to the difficult times that they have experienced. You can always try to go into their past creative self to see that somehow they reflect you. Like, you probably are in your beginner point. Probably not, but in case you are in your beginner point, you are just starting to create, you're just in your first years of building a business, chances are that you will see this past reflection of this creator, of this person you admire, and you will realize that they weren't as different from you. They were probably maybe even less experienced than you, and that will only show you that if you are consistent and you work into finding your sweet spot or the thing that makes you unique, and you keep on being consistent with that, you may be at a very, very high level from today to 10 years from now, or even from today to 2 years. So it doesn't matter how many years it takes you or how many months. The thing is that if you are consistent and you find a thing that makes you unique and that you enjoy teaching about and that you enjoy sharing with the world, you will be very grateful for all the steps that you had to take in order to get to that place. I am very grateful that I had to be on a very long journey of discovering myself, discovering what I wanted to do during this whole year in order to get to this place. And sometimes I think this is probably very funny, because I could totally realize of this back at the beginning of the year, and then I think, no, I couldn't realize of this because I had all these other maybe trash bags in my mind putting a lot of weight above me that didn't allow me to maybe discover things that right now I know. So that's it for this episode. In general terms, I just wanted to help you think about your sweet spot, your uniqueness. I always try to preach about finding your uniqueness in business, trying to discover what makes you different from the rest. So I really hope you have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll see you in a future episode of The Creative Purpose. Bye!